I'm Matt Bush, the news director for Blue Ridge Public Radio. I'm speaking with University of North Carolina Asheville Athletic Director Janet Cohn, who sits on the committee that picks the 68-team NCAA men's basketball tournament. Tell us what it's like to be in the room while this is being put together. For so many of us, we spend so much time watching basketball and getting ready. What's it like to be in the room coming up with this?
When you're in the room, first of all, it's a great group of colleagues who are all part of doing this as a committee. That's a volunteer committee, but who work like it's a full-time job. And when we're in that room during the selection week, it's pretty intense because you are going through, you know, 351 teams. You're looking at who's still playing, tournaments are finishing. You're looking at really the quality of work throughout the season, getting reports and updates on injuries. And, you know, and so it's a lot of work, but it's also a lot of fun.
He said on Tuesday you started the meeting in New York City, and then on Sunday the bracket comes out. How much is determined by Tuesday, and how much changes in the final 5 days with conference tournaments?
That's a great question, and I've been asked that question before. You know, usually we arrive on Tuesday night and kind of get together and have dinner. On Wednesday, we really begin the process, and, you know, once again, we'll kind of give reports on each conference and each team. But by Wednesday afternoon, each committee member is going to begin voting on who they think. Because remember, there's 10 committee members, so each of us have one vote. Who we think the best at-large teams are. And also, we start voting and kind of selecting who each of us individually think should be teams under consideration. So that's the very first vote that we do is on that Wednesday. And then from that point on, we are constantly reevaluating and doing changes all the way down to Sunday. Because remember, yesterday we still had a couple tournament games going on, you know, at 3 o'clock. And so it is changing. But once we get the tournament actually selected, you know, who's going to be in the tournament, then we get into the part about really trying to figure out what the seed, you know, is you know, one team a better team than another, that you really just start individually comparing one team to another team, and you just go down that whole, you know, 68 teams. And then once we're pretty sure that we got the seed list right, the order, then we start putting them in the bracket about, and there's some bracket principles, things you have to avoid, like playing a team in your conference in the very first round and distance travel and so many other things. So even yesterday, we had, at one point in time, we had several potential brackets. And then as a couple games finished up, we eliminated a couple. And all the way to waiting until those last games, you might have, you know, this year we didn't quite have as many as a couple other years. I think one time we had like 12 possible brackets, and that could have been the final bracket. So it's a lot of work where you're meeting, take a short little break, come back, meet, take a short little break, watch some games, and then continue to do your due diligence with each committee member having one vote. And so I think the other thing for people to visualize is we're in this room, and like there's each committee member has like four computer screens in front of them. That information is coming up, and we're looking and evaluating. And then we each have our own laptop in front of us that we actually vote on, so that, you know, you're constantly getting these ballots that you start voting and comparing teams and deciding, first of all, who to select and then how to rank those teams.
Last question, one big in the minds of just about everybody in North Carolina probably today, even here at Blue Ridge Public Radio within the BPR news team. We have people on either side of this one. So Duke is a 2 seed, North Carolina is a 1 seed. How did that come to be, even though Duke beat them twice during the regular season?
Well, I tell you, you have to look at the overall Duke's resume. And, you know, I think they had 10, 12 top 50 wins, and 8 of those are on the road. So I want to always remind, and obviously North Carolina had a wonderful resume too and is a top team and is certainly worthy. And I think that's the challenge for people to really understand, especially in a year like this year. You know, those – I'll go pretty deep into it. You know, there's a lot of teams that could win the national championship. That's how much parity there is in men's basketball. And when you're trying to compare, you know, the 1 seed line, the 2 seed line, the 3 seed line, I mean, there are just sometimes so little difference between teams, and you know, you're really looking for those things. I think Duke, what we also want to realize that, like, say, you know, 8 quality wins on the road, and obviously what they did in the ACC tournament actually helped them move up some. And Carolina equally has had a great year. If you look at their resume, certainly worthy of a number one seed.